right. Welcome, everyone, to our Wednesday night prayer meeting Bible study. Good to see everybody. And hope everybody's doing good today. Has had a good week this week. And hope you've come tonight to just plug in and get recharged. That's why we have Wednesday night prayer meeting Bible study. And nice, beautiful weather today. Like a little tease for springtime. But we appreciate it from the good Lord. And it's just been a good day today. But anyway, we will jump right into things tonight. And we've got quite a few things to mention as far as prayer requests and upcoming events and what have you. But let's continue to remember the Byram brothers, and as their grandmother went home to be with the Lord last Friday. This coming up Saturday, her funeral service will be at High Towers Memorial Chapel. And again, I believe that's off Bankhead Highway over, it's on Bankhead, over in Lithia Springs, I believe that is. Is that Lithia or Douglasville? Douglasville. She'll be lying in state from, or family will receive friends, family and friends from 12 up until service time at 2 o'clock, which will be in the chapel. And I believe the burial, where's the burial? Do you know, Miss Leah? Is it going to be in Rome? Or not Rome, but Cedartown is where the interment's going to be at. So just remember them in your prayers tonight. Gary, which is the husband, and again, the boys here at the home, in your prayers. Alex, William, and Max. All right, continue to remember William Gene Jordan. Again, him and his kids were with us this past Sunday morning. And again, his wife went home to be with the Lord about a week ago. And so just remember him, if you would. Continue to remember him and days ahead. Let's see, remember Miss Dawn Daly. She went to the hospital the other day. She fell. She was having dizzy spells. And I talked to Brother Jim. I believe she has a urinary tract infection. You know, I didn't realize that you could get dizzy spells from that. And so that's what she has. But she's at home, and she's resting up and getting better. So let's please remember her in prayer. And of course, Jim, he's bound to have foot surgery at some point in time or the other. So March, yes. So he's going to have, I believe it's on the 20th of March. So let's remember them, him and her, if we could. Continue to remember Miss Bonnie Chandler. Carmichael. Is that Floyd? That's a Floydian, isn't it? Okay. So Miss Bonnie Carmichael and her husband Jim, as she's, you know, she has a lot on her plate with her own health and things like that, and her husband Jim. So let's remember them in prayer. And our children's home, staff and children, Miss Lucille Turner, continue to remember her. I reached out to Brother Snyder today. I didn't get a return text. So has anybody got an update on Miss Lucille? Is she at her home right now, or?
No, they're going to keep her at the facility, because I asked her, I said, you're going to bring her home, and she said, no, the family
got together, just come a little bit there at the rehab center. Okay.
She refuses to sleep.
What rehab is she at, do you know?
She's at the one next to the old Palmer County Hospital.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know where that's at. It's been a while. All right, well, let's remember her. Miss B.J. Williams, she She said she's getting better, and she hopes to be back Sunday. So that's a blessing. Miss Nancy Farmer and her back. She was back Sunday morning, I believe. Diane Ely, continue to remember her in prayer. I believe Brother Randy said that she still has a little ways to go, still has some things with her back surgery she had. And so let's remember Leonard and Dolores Palmer and the things that they have going on physically. I've got some upcoming appointments. I believe Brother Leonard got a good report. I believe it was he had a brain scan or something like that, but there was no cancer in the brain. So praise the Lord for that. And Miss Dolores, she's on some heart medication, I believe. And she has heart complications she's trying to get well from. So let's remember them if we could. Just continue to remember my grandparents, Miss Claudia and her health. We got still got James and Shirley Townsend on here. They were here Sunday, but we'll still remember them. Don and Carla Rich, Connie Norton, Jimmy and Jenny Clanton, Emily McCricker, Joyce Manning, James Tolan Brown, Kevin Brook, Jamie Carden. So let's remember all of these if we could. Maybe someone has a prayer request, an update. Hassan? Awesome. 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 Thank you for that. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that. You said her name was
Lori.
I know you mentioned her the other week. We've been praying for her, but I wanted to write her name. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll continue to lift her up. Thank you for sharing that. Anybody else? Thought I heard somebody walk in. I do hear footsteps. I didn't see nobody, but anyway, at least we'll all go out together. All right. Well, let's just remember the month. Oh, yeah, that's Mary. That's right. Let's remember this upcoming month of February and a brand-new month coming up and a lot of good things around the corner. So just remember that. Grab a bulletin and stay up to date on what's going on. Of course, we update it weekly. And so Jubilee right around the corner. Just a lot of great things going to take place this year. All right? Anything else? Okay, all that would, meet us in the altar. We'll have a time of silent prayer together, and then we'll toss it back to Brother Jeff for a song. Have a short video. It's going to be under a minute, about 60 seconds or less. And so, Brother Evans, kill the lights. We're going to play that, then we'll bring the lesson. Might ask, why in the world did we just watch a wolf howl? Because I like Discovery Channel, that's why. No, actually, tonight we're going to look at a specific subject, and that is a warning about wolves. A warning about wolves. Take your Bibles, if you would, and make your way to Matthew 7, verse number 15. We're going to use this verse as a starting verse tonight. And while you're turning there, you may be wondering why a message, why a lesson like this. If you're not wondering that, I'll just tell you why. Number one, so we can be aware. We can be aware. Of course, we're not talking about the animals. We're talking about people, the other kind of animal. And number one, so that we can be aware of a type of people. But also, it will, this lesson tonight, it will explain, hopefully explain, why some people act the way they do. And even there's some of these people in the church. Now, I'm not saying this church. I'm just saying in the church world, there are wolves in sheep's clothing. Let's bow for a word of prayer, and then I want to read verse number 15. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. I pray tonight you'd use us to be a blessing to your people, but help us, Lord, just understand what we're dealing with when it comes to man. And maybe this will shed some light on the reason why people act the way they do, and we can fortify ourselves and know how to respond. We love you tonight, and Father, we just pray that you'd use us as a vessel. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. All right. Matthew chapter number 7, in verse number 15, Jesus says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." So there you have it. Jesus says, beware. Beware. So we are making ourselves aware of wolves tonight. Wolves in the world and even wolves in the church. Now, tonight I'm not talking about the three little pig story kind of wolf that showed up at the house and says, "I'm going to blow it down, I'm going to tear it down," or whatever. I'm talking about the Little Red Riding Hood kind of wolf story. You know that story, don't you? I had to refresh my memory this afternoon. So I looked up Little Red Riding Hood, and I read it. And man, it's been a while. And so we know that Little Red Riding Hood was on her way to her grandmother's house and to bring some food. And she met the wolf along the way, and there were people working nearby, and so he didn't pounce on her and asked her what she was doing. She went to her grandmother's house, or actually the wolf beat her there first, and the story says, ate her grandmother, okay? Put on her clothes and laid in the bed. And then Little Red Riding Hood came and knocked on the door, came in, and he disguised his voice only to devour her. And of course, I read at the very end of that story, the story I read, that may be the uncensored story, I don't know. It said the moral of the story is, children, don't talk to strangers. Don't talk to strangers. So we're referring to something a little like that tonight. And Jesus says here, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Only have 2 points tonight, but the second point is kind of lengthy. I want to talk to you about wolves in the Word, and then I want to talk to you about wolves and their ways. Wolves in the Word and wolves and their ways. Number one, wolves in the Word. Jesus warns us of wolves, but also Paul warns us of wolves. Let's see what Jesus says first. Of course, our text verse, Jesus is warning us of wolves. And let me just say this, that Those that Jesus referred to here will not come to you looking like a wolf, but will disguise themselves as true Christians. Yet their true nature, listen, is that of a wolf. Jesus says that Christians are as lambs among wolves. Turn, if you would, a little Bible drill tonight to Luke 10. Luke 10, verse number 3. Jesus says that Christians are as lambs among wolves. Luke 10, 3. He tells them, Jesus does, go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. So those that belong to Jesus, you know this, we're lambs. You know, we're sheep. But the Lord is letting us know that we're living in a world where there's a lot of wolves. And some of them disguise themselves as lambs. So he says, go your ways. Do what you do. Fulfill my purpose. Share the word. But behold, we looked at that word before, behold. It means pay close attention to. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. One of my thoughts here is this. Sometimes it can get dangerous. Sometimes it can even get messy. I told Lily to leave the Mustang at home tonight. She knew better than flying by the church like that. Sometimes it can get dangerous in this world. Sometimes it can get messy in this world. And so we are lambs among the wolves. Now, Jesus also mentions wolves when it comes to pastors. And he says, and that false pastors will arise that will scatter the flock as a wolf would. Turn to John chapter number 10. Hold on, go to John chapter number 10. We're already there. Excuse me. All right, I'm getting tied up here. It's all right. Y'all bear with me. Buffering. All right, let's see. My goodness. Okay, I know where I'm at now. I'm in Luke, that's why. I have my page marked and everything. John 10 in verse number 3. I apologize. John 10. Yeah, I got that right now? Verse number 12. John 10, 12. My goodness. Listen to this. But he that is a hireling. Now, I looked up the word hireling, and it's through the idea of a wage worker. Someone who's working for wages. Keep that in mind. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. And so we know that this chapter is dealing with the great shepherd, the good shepherd, Jesus being the good shepherd. But at the same time, there is implication here of the church and the pastor. And the pastorate is not a job that you just get for wages. Some people do that. They enter the pastorate to draw a paycheck, and that's it. There is no calling there. There's no connection to the people there. There's definitely no shepherding there. And so what happens with those kind of leaders? Well, what happens is when things get tough, Brother Ceylon, when things get difficult, when the wolves start coming after the pack, why, that pastor, that leader, he'll leave because he's a hireling. He is not a true pastor. But he that is a hireling or a wage worker and not the shepherd whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. You know, every once in a while, somehow say, well, Brother Justin, you know, why you worry so much about me in my situation? I'll tell you why, because I'm trying to protect you from the wolves. That's why. Why? Listen, I'm not in everybody's business just to be in everybody's business. I like to talk to folks, and I like to communicate to them, and they like to communicate to me, and it's not that I'm trying to dictate, it's not that I'm trying to lord over, but I am trying to protect when I see a wolf coming. And so that's the way that it is when it comes to leadership. Now, turn, if you would, to Acts chapter number 20. Listen to this in verse number 29. Acts 20, in verse number 29. Now we have a Paul speaking here. And Acts 20, verse number 29. I thought I had all my pages marked. There we go. He says this, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock." How about that? When it was Paul's time to leave, he warns the church that they will be facing wolves from within the church. And so we read about that there. There will appear, some will appear as true people of God in the church. But on the inside, they are wolves. They're clothed in sheep's clothing. In Philippians 3:2, we won't turn there tonight. We've got several verses to make our way to. But Paul in Philippians 3:2, he warns us to beware of dogs, which refers to wild, mad dogs that have a wolf nature. And so we're getting it from Jesus, we're getting it from Paul, and again, we're talking about wolves in the Word. And Jesus warns us of wolves, Paul warns us of wolves as well. And but then, not only wolves in the Word, but I want to spend some time talking about wolves and their ways. Wolves and their ways. And try to draw some comparisons to wolves and people who are not really saved that may be in sheep's clothing. All right. Wolves are by nature a predator. Wolves by nature prey on the young, the weak, and the sick, but also the old. They do not care who they destroy or harm, nor how they do it. Wolves by nature love to fight and kill, okay? Wolves are drawn, listen to this, wolves are drawn by the scent of blood, which they can smell a mile away, all right? So blood attracts them. Now, I am going to read you a verse in Genesis 49, verse 27. You can stay in the New Testament, I'll give this to you. Genesis 49, in verse 27, here the Bible uses the word raven to describe a wolf. The word raven means to rip into shreds. Genesis 49, verse 27. Listen to this. "Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil." And so talking about the nature of the predator, the wolf here. Over in Zephaniah, I'll just give it to you, chapter 3 and verse 3. The Bible here says that wolves gnaw not the bones till the morrow. What is he talking about there? Well, basically he's meaning that they don't even take time to fully eat their entire kill. In other words, wolves kill for the fun of it. It mentions again, gnawing not the bones till the morrow. All right, they kill, they don't even eat all the meat, and then they're on to their next one. Kill for fun. Now, the warning from the characteristic of the wolf is that the pastor in the church must beware of those, listen, of those who are always involved in trouble in the church, spreading gossip in the church, and cause hurt to others for no reason. These are wolves in sheep's clothing. And if you go back, just go back to our text verse tonight for a few moments in Matthew chapter number 7. Listen to this. Talking about wolves in sheep's clothing. verse number 16 of Matthew 7, he says, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. We'll stop there for a minute. If we're outside and we're looking at an apple tree, what are you going to see on the apple tree? You're going to see apples. And when somebody says that they know Jesus as their Savior, that they are a Christian, what are you going to see? Some Christ-like characteristics. Well, you know as well as I do, you step out into this world and you ask, you know, you go on visitation, you ask people in the community, are you saved? Oh, I'm saved. Oh, yeah, I'm saved. And they walk away and, you know, cursing and doing drugs or just, you know, living a life, not going to church, no desire to live for God. The Bible says, by their fruits you shall know them. And so that's why we are presenting this lesson tonight, that there's even wolves in the church. And so we do our best to keep a watch over that and everybody out of harm's way doctrinally. And so now listen, look at this in verse number 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter to the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What's the will of the Father? The will of the Father is that you call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. Salvation, acceptance of salvation, is the will of the Father. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And so we're just seeing the contrast there from a wolf to a sheep. And the Bible says that we shall know the wolves by the fruits that they bear, in essence. All right? And so wolves are by nature a predator. Now, let me say this about a wolf and their ways. Wolves by nature run in packs. Do you know that? They run in packs. By nature, wolves will call up their pack and gang up on their victim. A wolf that is, listen, driven from the pack will go out and form his own pack. Does anybody know what this sounds like? Not just in churches, but in schools, in the community, in the world. Cliques. You know what cliques are, don't you? Not all cliques are bad if it edifies and they're Christ-like, but the church, we must be aware of those who form those little cliques. Those little cliques, the ones I'm worried about are the ones who start trouble. The ones who, if you go trying to figure out a situation in the church, there's a problem, and it goes back to that little clique. Many times they're spreading gossip in that clique. They're causing hurt in that clique and trouble. And the nature of a wolf is that they travel in packs. And then if they leave the pack, they'll start their own little pack. But not only that, but wolves by nature, listen to this, desire to be the leader. Wolves constantly fight for that lead position within the pack. This desire is among both the male and female wolves. The lead wolves are called the, does anybody know, alpha male? But then there's the alpha female. So by nature, a wolf hates and detests submitting to the leader of the pack. For this reason, there is a constant power struggle. Now, I've said before, and I get this from the Bible, of course, but I've said it in messages. I've said it talking with people that in the church, there's goats and sheep. Goats butt heads, and sheep follow. And I would say the same thing here when it comes to wolves, that there are troublemakers out there in the church world. And they do not want to submit to leadership. They have this attitude, you're not going to tell me what to do or how to live. Why are you even at church? I mean, we're not telling anybody how to live. We're just proclaiming God's word. He's telling people how to live. But there's this desire among both male and female wolves to be alpha male and alpha female. And it's that power struggle. So tonight, beware of church people who despise authority and constantly rebel against the rules of the church. They resent anyone telling them what to do. This is the conduct of a wolf or a goat, but not a sheep. A sheep will follow. Wolves by nature desire to be the leader. But then here's another one. Wolves by nature are night creatures. Wolves by nature love to work and hunt in the dark. They have learned to use the cover of darkness to assist them. Wolves work secretly in the shadow of darkness. This is the nature of Satan, who is subtle in his attack on mankind. Beware of those who are crafty and go around behind Christians and sow in discord. The tongue will get them in trouble every time. Those who are sowing discord. Those who talk in the quietness of night, so to speak. Now, let me mention this. We're going to be done real early tonight. Wolves by nature kill with their jaws. All right? A wolf will use his strong jaws and sharp teeth to kill its victim. This is by far the strongest weapon. And again, we just talked about sowing discord. One of the most dangerous parts of our body, do you know what it is? It's the tongue. The tongue is also one of Satan's main tools he uses against the church. And so, very similar to wolves in their mouths are humans in their mouths. Only got two more, and we're done tonight. Wolves by nature cannot be domesticated. It is impossible to tame a wolf. You watch some of these shows sometimes I have, trying to tame lions and trying to tame all these animals. Well, you might be able to some point. But I've also seen them on TV and videos getting eaten and bit. I can't remember who it was, but it was one of the many men who would try to tame bears, and he had a bear for friend, and I think he was living over in Alaska, and he was laying there while the bear, I mean, huge grizzly bear, just big paws, big as his head, just, he was acting like the bear was hugging him, but the bear, I mean, it was just like all over him, just, you know, being rough and all, and then one day that bear just totally separated his body. I mean, cannot be domesticated. Wolves cannot be domesticated. I read where it's impossible to mix a wolf and a dog to create a pet, for the wild nature of the wolf will always overpower the nature of the dog. Listen to this. It is also impossible to reform the lost nature of a lost person. And it is impossible to tame the wicked nature of flesh. The only way a person can live victorious over the flesh is through the new birth and by the power of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people say, well, I'm turning over a new leaf, or I want to try this, try that. Well, that's fine. Just make sure you're saved first, because all those other attempts will just end in nothing. Last one tonight. Wolves by nature are independent. A wolf does what it wants to do when it wants to do it. Beware of the person who has the attitude, nobody's going to tell me what to do, and that person who constantly rebels against standards and rules in the church. A warning about wolves. Just a short lesson tonight. And again, the Bible tells us to beware. There it is. There it is. There's the backdrop. But the Bible tells us to beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Father, thank you for the lesson tonight. Though it was short, it was something that just needed to be said and mentioned. I haven't touched on it in a long, long time. Lord, I pray as we go our separate ways that we would just attend to our spiritual lives and we'll just do the best that we could do, that we would lean on you, Lord, and be dependent upon you. Lord, I pray for a victorious rest of the week for all of us and bring us back safely on Sunday morning and Sunday night. Help us just have a wonderful Lord's Day. How great it was last Sunday, but we're in need of a fresh touch for this coming up Sunday. Thank you for the touch tonight, Lord, just by us being together and talking with one another and looking at a few things from your word. It was so worth it to be here. We love you tonight and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Is there any... Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's hard to believe 20 years, you know, just like that, you know. We were talking a little bit and, you know, Lily, she's 17, so we were about 3 years into our marriage when she came along. I told Christy, I said, you're my one-on-one superfractor. And those of you that know about me and baseball cards know exactly what that is. Only one of his kind. But anyway, it's been a good day, and looking forward to the next 20 years. She told me that downstairs before service, she says, I'm looking forward to the next 20 years. And I said, me too. But I have a feeling the Lord's going to be back before 20 years from now. You know, he's going to be back. So, but anyway, thank you for mentioning that. All right, we love you guys, and everybody be safe. And Lord willing, we'll see you Sunday.